and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone again. Hands out today. He'll be back tomorrow. I took Friday off. Hands out today. And we'll be getting the gang back together coming up tomorrow. Dave Rice is going to join us. A lot of things I want to talk to Coach Rice about. He's been around the state. He's been an assistant at BYU, an assistant at Utah State, was a former head coach at UNLV, now taking over the reins at Slick. And we'll talk about that as obviously it's good to get him back in the mix and back here in the state of Utah, fired up to chat with him and get his thoughts on the world of college basketball that is crazy, turned upside down, and everything that goes along with it. So we'll chat with Coach coming up here in just a moment and get some thoughts from him and what to expect at Slick. I think that obviously that program has turned into a national powerhouse at that level. And for him to bring his expertise and his basketball knowledge to that job should be absolutely fantastic for that program. In fact, he joins us now, the new head coach of Slick, Dave Rice, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Doing really, really well. Thanks for having me on.
Really fired up to chat with you. You've made your rounds across the state of Utah, coach at UNLV. But let's talk about this opportunity. When Kevin Dustin calls you up and says, hey, I want you to take over this program, what are your thoughts and what ultimately led you there?
It's a program that's got great tradition. You think about I'm the fourth coach since 1991. Norm Parrish, of course, did a fantastic job, won a national championship. Todd Phillips, fantastic job, won a national championship. And Kyle Taylor's been terrific the last 5 years. And so this was a no-brainer for me. We love the state of Utah. We were here for 7 years, a year with Coach Morrill at Utah State, and then 6 years with Dave Rose at BYU. And so we love the area, great players, and just a wonderful opportunity for us moving forward.
When you, with this weird landscape that we're living in right now with NIL and the transfer portal and everything goes along with it, is there a certain sense of you go to that level, it's a little bit more for the love of the game and maybe kind of the old school feel of what college basketball used to be?
Well, I definitely love the game, and there's great basketball that's played at Salt Lake Community College, and we have a great league with the fantastic teams that are in our conference. And I just think it's a situation where there's been great basketball played at Salt Lake Community College over the years with great coaches and a great state that loves its basketball, and it just is a no-brainer for us to have the opportunity to come and be part of something that's really, really special. And so that's really the opportunity and the challenge for us moving forward, is to kind of live up to the expectation that's been set before us. But it's a great expectation and one that we look forward to having an opportunity to live up to.
So I grew up in Southern Idaho, and I love college basketball. But my love of college basketball did not come from going to Idaho State games or Boise State games. It went from going and seeing Jumpin' Joey Johnson and CSI back in the day and some of those great teams. And I don't know if people really truly appreciate how great that level of basketball is and the amount of stars that can come through there. I got to imagine that's got to be really enticing for you to play up against some really good teams and some great competition and really showcase some of these kids.
Well, there have been great coaches at CSI over the years, as you talked about, and great players that have gone through and played many NCAA tournaments and gone on to be pros. And Jeff Reiner's doing a great job at CSI, and Andrew May, who was a manager when I was at BYU, was at Snow, doing a great job. It's a great conference, and you're absolutely right. There's great basketball. So many players come to junior colleges in our conference and move on, and are major contributors at Division I level, and some even go on to the NBA. And absolutely, it's exciting basketball. It's competitive and a huge challenge for us. And we're just excited to be part of it.
What does it take to recruit? How do you shift, what you've done at one level and now do it at the JC level? Is there a mindset change? Is there a different path that you look at in terms of athletes that you bring into your program?
Well, I think there's similarities. I think you talk about it starts with talent, but we're never going to sacrifice character for talent. Important for us to get skill. And again, there's great history of really good players coming through to Salt Lake Community College and guys who want to move on to the next level, whether it's Division I, Division II, NIA, Division III, whatever it may be. But I think it's all about relationships. It's about having relationships with coaches, with families, and just kind of spreading the good news about what's going on in our program, what's gone on before, and just take it from there. And so I think it's about putting together the pieces of a team and having a cohesive unit that plays really good basketball, exciting basketball, and that's what we plan to do. But we're excited. The great thing for us is that Salt Lake Community College is a national brand and is relevant from a basketball standpoint. People know what Salt Lake Community College basketball means, and we're excited to be part of it.
So every coach has a type when we talk about recruits. What's a Dave Rice type? Like what player, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, talent's number one, but what are the other intangible things you're looking for as you go out and recruit?
Well, we'd certainly be happy to find another Jimmer Fredette. That'd be good. But, you know, I think it's a combination of obviously talent, but skill, guys who want to make shots. I think the game has changed so much, and obviously the object of the game has always been to put the ball in the basket. But there's such a premium on guys who can make three-point shots. And we don't have guys on the floor who can make shots and give them confidence and freedom to go make their shots. And then play obviously really good hard-nosed solid man-to-man defense and just take it from there. I think it's about playing exciting basketball, putting a team together that plays together and plays hard on every possession and has the opportunity to compete for a championship in our league and then moving forward to the national tournament.
You know, I've talked to a lot of coaches that have been around you. I had a conversation with a former coworker of yours earlier today. And I was just over the moon with this opportunity you have and what he feels like you bring to the table. And he told me that the one thing about Dave Rice is that he always puts his players first. And he is concerned for the players and your concern in making sure that not only are they becoming a better basketball player, but they're becoming a better man and a human being and a future father and husband and everything else that goes along with it. Has that always been part of your DNA as a coach to make sure that you nurture not only the basketball part, but all other aspects of the life?
That's how I was raised. You know, I was fortunate that my dad was a longtime high school coach. He was my high school coach. And then I moved on and played and had the opportunity to be part of two Final Four teams in UNLV and play for Jerry Tarkanian and learned and been associated with so many good coaches. And I've talked about the two coaches in Utah that I've worked for, Dave Rose and Stu Morrill. And I just think that's what it's all about. I had such a great experience playing, and I love the competition, putting together a team, but it's also about putting together a great experience on the court, off the court. And I always talked about with our players the three things I want to do every day. Number one, I want to become a better basketball player through hard work, get better in the classroom, do what they need to do to achieve academically, and then touch someone else, because we have an opportunity with the platform that we have as basketball coaches or basketball players to make a difference in the lives of others. And I think it's important for us to do that each and every day. And so, yes, I think that's a big part of the challenge is making sure we win games, have a chance to compete for championships, but also become better people and give back. That's what it's all about. We have an opportunity every day to make a difference, and we plan to do that on and off the court.
What was I know last year you spent some time at Cal Baptist after wrapping up there at Washington as assistant. But what's your perspective of the game and the evolution of what we've seen in the landscape of college basketball? Are you concerned about the sport, or is it just like, hey, you know what? This is just what life is like now, right now. So we all have to adjust, because there's some people that are going gloom and doom and saying, hey, the world of college athletics is folding down upon us and it's all falling apart. Where are you at right now on all of this?
I think it's such a great game and there's such a love for it that it's going to bounce back. It always does. There's great people who administer the game, who play the game, who coach the game. And I think we'll all figure it out. Obviously there's some evolution in terms of NIL and transfer portal. We all understand that, but I think it'll all work itself out. But it's the greatest team game there is. It's a great challenge, but it's a great opportunity to be a coach and to be able to do it at Salt Lake Community College is a great opportunity for us. And I'm just excited to be back in a state where there's great coaches. You know, whether it's Craig Smith at Utah or Eric Duft at Weber State or obviously BYU. I was there for 6 years. And Utah State has a new coach. There's just great basketball in the state, and we're excited to be part of it.
So I want to get your thoughts on that BYU job. You spent 6 years there, as you mentioned. It's a unique job. It's not there's obviously, you know, Tom Homo's got some work to do with a limited pool of available candidates. But how good can that job be, especially now that they're in the Big 12? And what kind of coach needs to be there to be successful?
It's a fantastic job, and six of the happiest years of my time in coaching were working for Dave Rose at BYU. I mean, I had the opportunity to go to five NCAA tournaments and get to the Sweet 16, had the National Player of the Year, We competed extremely favorably against all the teams we played against in the country. We became a program that was nationally relevant. It was an elite basketball program, and certainly Coach Rose continued that on, and then Mark Pope did a really good job as well. And so, obviously, Tom Holm was a great leader. He'll make a great decision, and there's big shoes to fill with what so many coaches over the years, from Coach Reed to Coach Cleveland to Coach Rose to Coach Pope, have done. But it's a great fan base. It's a fantastic fan base, and what they did in the Big 12 this year, I just think it enhances their opportunity to be able to recruit and to be able to compete like they have been. And so I don't know exactly how it will end up, but it's a great job and great people and great administrators, and it'll be a great opportunity for them to move the program forward for sure.
I had Tim Lacombe, you know Tim really well. He and I were doing the broadcast of the Utah State game when Stu Morrill got the court named after him in that game earlier in the year. Or earlier last year. I know you spent 1 year with him, but what are your memories of coaching with Stu?
I learned as much in that year as any single year I've ever been in coaching. He's just a fantastic basketball coach and as good a person as he is a basketball coach. And we remained close with the thrill for me and the challenge when I was the head coach at UNLV to be able to compete against his teams. And we stayed close over the years. He built a fantastic program. And I'm just glad that Utah State honored him, because he deserves to have his name on that floor because of what he meant to that community. Cache Valley is a special place, and you know, with what Coach Eustace did before him and then what Coach Morrill did and what's been done since, it's just great tradition to that program as well. And I had the opportunity to coach J.C. Carroll and Nate Harris and Spencer Nelson, among others, and it's just another example of a great basketball that's being played in our state.
Is there kind of give us your perspective of the talent level here in the state of Utah. Is there enough quality players to really start to continue to fill the needs of these in-state teams with the high school talent that's available here in the state of Utah?
I think that the high school talent level is as good as it's been in a long time, and it's always been good. I think it starts with the fact that there's great coaching. That was one of the things when I came to Utah State as an assistant coach in 2004. I was really struck with how good the coaching is in state. I mean, great high school coaches, great junior college coaches, and there's great basketball that's being played. And I think another thing is that basketball is important. It's a priority. And so from the time kids are young, they play, they're coached properly, they learn fundamentals, there are a lot of really good shooters, and they're competitive. And so, yes, I think it's become extremely competitive, and there's enough really good players in the state to fill a lot of the rosters. And obviously that's what we plan to do, is utilize the great players in the state to come, have them come play for us for a year or 2 years, return missionaries, bounce backs, whatever it may be. And then obviously supplement those players with guys from out of state with our national contacts. But it's just exciting to have that kind of a pool of players to be able to recruit from and help our program become better.
So roster-wise, what are you looking like in terms of what you've got coming back? And I don't know, maybe you haven't had a chance to really delve into that much, but what are your needs and what do you have, and what does next year look like?
No, that was a huge priority. That was one of the things from my experience of being a head coach before, was one of the first things I did was I wasn't able to be actually on campus, but did a Zoom with the returning players and got to know them, and we have talked on the phone early and often since then, and actually on my way up to be on campus for my first day on campus tomorrow. But I stayed in touch with those guys. And again, I can't say enough about the great job that Kyle Taylor did for 5 years and the coaches that came before. We got a good nucleus of players that are returning. We're already starting to recruit some other guys to supplement our roster. And so we're excited. And I'll get to know those guys on a really familiar basis, but I've already started that process. But that was huge priority when Kevin Dustin offered me the job and I accepted it. The first thing was to make sure that I got to know the players, because that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. Giving those guys a great experience and making them understand how much they're wanted, how much they're needed, and just start the process of getting, continue to get better.
Well, Coach, this is going to be the first of I'm going on a limb here, but I love chatting with you. I love your insight. Hopefully we can do this many more times throughout the college basketball season, but wish you nothing but great success there at Salt Lake Community College. A great program. You got a great AD who's one of the best dudes on the planet, and I can't wait till we get the season started and see what goes on down there.
Well, I can tell you, one thing I'm pretty good at is talent evaluation, and so I know how good your talent is, so I'd be happy to come back on with you. I really appreciate your time, and just like people have said nice things about me, everyone says nice things about you, and you do a great job, and I just appreciate, now that we're back in Utah, the way that you, you really put a premium on really emphasizing how great the talent is and the basketball that's played in our state. So thanks so much for having me on. I look forward to doing it many more times.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And after all those kind words, the $20 bill's in the mail. We'll get you squared away. That's Dave Rice, who obviously assistant coach at Utah State, assistant coach at BYU, former head coach at UNLV, was part of those Final Four UNLV teams back in the day with Jerry Tarkanian, just a wealth of college basketball knowledge, and taking the job at Salt Lake Community College. And again, props to Kevin Dustin and the crew for being able to snag a big fish like him. He is going to be a huge piece of the local college basketball landscape.